Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Yeah, hi, Pete. It's Chris Kabasik with Grillyard Foods calling.
Hey, Chris. I actually, did you get my email that I sent you this morning?
Yeah, I just got it, and I'm looking at it. I don't know how I missed the September bank statement, but it was just jumbled.
Yeah, gotcha. Don't worry about it. It happens all the time.
So that way I can't get you that till tomorrow morning when I'm back in the home office. But I sent you my taxes. I didn't file business taxes or an SK-1 this year for 2016. That's the only the taxes I
no for 15 for filed. 15 we need them, not for this year. I got the individual tax return, but you don't have any. Oh, it's a sole prop. I thought it was a.
No, it's an S corp. That's what I filed, but we had just started the S corp in October
last year.
So it kind of rolled. If you look through my taxes, you'll see where it rolls from the Kelly Hotel to the Grillyard Foods.
Yeah, I'm looking at
it. It's all in one.
Okay.
I wasn't even aware, since I'm the only member of the S corp, that I needed to file a separate set of taxes.
No worries. Have a good day. Are you coming in today or see you today?
All right. See. I see Cita Pasta or Cita Pasta on here, and then then 2015 Grillyard Foods one I see here. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, we'll try and work with this. I think we can get around it.
Okay.
That's a little odd. I know. Okay.
Yeah, it was confusing, but that's what I filed with the IRS, and everything was fine, so I don't know.
Okay. Let me just grab, where did I put your...
And the Square, I downloaded everything off of Square.
Yeah, again, that's... Remember when I was saying they make my life difficult? Because they never...
Yeah.
The crap doesn't work just the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know. For some reason, they don't do traditional monthly statement. Like, it's so hard.
No,
like, you're not the only one. It's so hard. I'm like, yeah, I need 4 months of, you know, merchant statements. And then you send me a pie chart. And I'm like, that is not. all the time. I'm like, I can't do anything with this pie chart. It doesn't tell me anything. we should be able to get around that, man.
Okay.
We just sent what I got was fine now, and I got a whole programs that we don't even need the tax return for. It just we asked for a lot of things because we have a couple different programs. They're all structured differently, and the underwriting's done differently, so it just gives you more options. But I do have one. I think maybe one or two, but I definitely have somewhere to go.
I actually sent you two bank accounts. I have two bank accounts.
Oh, wait.
So I don't know if that's confusing.
Yeah, I was kind of looking through this, but it looks like some of the numbers line up on a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like,
there's a Grillyard Foods account, and then there's a Kelly Hotel account. So those are the two
Grillyard
business
Foods
accounts.
Oh, wow. I see. So what is the Kelly Hotel? Is that...
That's the DBA name. Grillyard Foods is a corporation, and the Kelly Hotel is the DBA. So I have two accounts, and I use both accounts for the business. The Grillyard Foods takes care of payroll, and if I need to write checks out of that one, I do. And the Kelly Hotel, I use both of them, actually.
I don't know, because I have a Secretary of State filing that says... Grillyard Foods is the legal name.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so then the Kelly Hotel is the DBA. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. All right, I'll comb through these. If you can get me, you know, I got a whole day to work on it. So if you can give me those September bank statements, I think we should be ready to submit this tomorrow when you get that over to me.
Okay, I'll send it in the morning at 8 o'clock.
All right. Perfect. All right, thank you, Chris.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.